Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Democratic candidate for president made a local visit recently. Let's go in-depth with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York.
Senator, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York in a place that's a lot like Iowa in a lot of ways. It's got rural areas, it's got manufacturing, it's got small towns and small cities. And I grew up Catholic. I went to all-girls Catholic school. I went to all-girls high school, and then I went to Dartmouth College and UCLA Law School. And I always liked politics because I had a grandmother who loved politics. She was a woman who never went to college, born very modest means, and was a secretary her whole life. She was a secretary in the state legislature. And so growing up watching her, loving to doing public service, loving being engaged in politics, it inspired me to want to do politics too.
All right, and you're running for president. Why? Mm-hmm.
I'm running for president because I think this country deserves a leader who is brave, someone who does not punch down as President Trump does, somebody who does not demonize the vulnerable and demeans the vulnerable. I think this country deserves a president who's strong, who will stand up to do what's right, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. And that's who I am, and that's what I've done. I have always stood up to do what's right, whether I'm standing up against the banks in New York City by voting against the bank bailout, or standing up to the Pentagon and voting against and trying to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so everyone who wants to serve can serve, regardless of who they love. Or standing up to Congress with its corruption by, one, urging for publicly funded elections, two, making sure insider trading by members of Congress was illegal. You can't even believe that it wasn't. And making sure that we restore voting rights, that actually it should be one person, one vote. And I have a record of not only standing up for what's right, but also getting things done. And I pass a lot of bills, from big bills like Don't Ask, Don't Tell or the 9/11 health bill, to smaller bills like the 18 I just passed in the last Congress, money for rural broadband or small businesses. So I have the vision for this country, and I have the experience and a plan to actually get it done. And that's why I think I'm the best person to defeat President Trump and the best person to lead this country forward.
Now, what do you say to rural Iowans that you have to offer being from New York? I mean, how do you understand rural America?
So I'm from upstate New York, where it's very rural. And my first congressional district was actually a 2-to-1 Republican district that had only been Democrat once in American history, right after the Nixon administration. And so I ran in that 2-to-1 Republican district twice, and I won the second time by a 24-vote margin. Now, those 10 rural counties, I've continued to win every election since, by a higher margin than even my first two elections. I have the highest vote total in my state at 72%, which is higher than any presidential campaign, Hillary and Obama, higher than any person who's run statewide ever. And it's because I do so well in the red areas, as well as the purple, as well as the blue. And I've also have a lot of expertise on rural America, and I've actually passed a lot of legislation to help rural America. I've been on the Ag Committee for 12 years, both in the House and the Senate. I've been on Armed Services, helping our veterans, particularly in rural areas, helping our service members and their families, and helping our manufacturers who often make the things we need to keep our country strong and safe. So I have a lot of expertise in rural America, and I help people every day in rural America by the legislation I pass. In that last Congress, money for rural broadband, money for value-added manufacturing, for rural areas and for agriculture, money for small business owners, that baby boomers who want to retire and their kids don't want the business, making it possible for them to sell those businesses to their employees to create more employee ownership.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Well, The American farmer, at least here in Iowa, hasn't been making money for several years, and that we now have trade barriers in place. What would you do to solve some of the problems that we're facing?
Well, the trade wars that President Trump has created are devastating our farmers. I know in Iowa that you have four major exports. You've got ethanol, you've got corn, you've got soy, you've got pork. And I also know that your number one purchaser is China. So when we start a trade war with China, what it's meant for Iowan farmers is that they can't sell the things they make, and it's devastating. It's also true in New York. We have a lot of dairy farmers in New York, and we export a lot of our milk supply. Trade wars are crippling our dairy farmers' abilities to survive. Unfortunately, it's meant a lot of consolidation. A lot of our dairy farmers have gone out of business. And the worst thing about it is a lot of dairy farmers have started committing suicide. So people are really in dire circumstances. And so I would not support trade wars. You have to hold China accountable. You got to crack down on them dumping their products on the market. You got to stop the currency manipulation and all the IP theft. But you don't want a trade war. So you got to do both well. And this president has failed.
What about foreign ownership of production of our of our major processing plants? Is that an issue?
I think it's an issue. You can have some foreign ownership, but it can't be more than 50%. And I see food production in this country as a national security issue. One of the reasons why I spend so much time helping our farmers succeed is because I want to make sure all our food is produced here in America. I never want to see the time when we have to import our food, because the truth is that then becomes a national security risk. We want it produced here. Plus, I don't ever want to buy milk from China, because they don't produce healthy milk and they taint their products. They just had that scandal about literally poisoning baby formula, for goodness sake. So I want our food produced here. And so I will be a president that puts rural America and our agriculture at the forefront of policy and at the forefront of our national security.
Now, current Farm Bill policy pits agricultural production versus conservation. And it's sort of like farmers can only do one or the other or a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you see any role, especially, you know, with the scientific consensus on global warming, where farmers are also compensated for environmental services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So, you know, I know from my farmers, and I'm sure it's true here, there are a lot of programs under USDA for conservation that are used a lot. Our farmers love EQIP. They love the conservation programs under the Farm Bill because it's a way to offset their costs. If they can get money to provide for environmental support, it's win-win. And I think for Iowan farmers, you know, when they're being pressed on issues of clean water, they shouldn't have to do it on their own. They should actually have access to grant money to help clean our water. If we pass a Green New Deal, money's going to flow to rural America and our farmers directly, because you want to have green jobs. You want to invest in wind, solar, geothermal, hydropower, and biofuels. Our farmers are going to be the solution for biofuels in this country. We know cellulosic ethanol still needs more research and development, but we also know we might get to the point where we can use switchgrass or farm waste or algae, and our farmers are going to be the ones to actually produce that. So huge opportunities in the biofuel markets. We also know in Iowa, a lot of our farmers take advantage of wind. We've got a lot of wind production in Iowa, and rural America and farms in particular can play major roles in providing that infrastructure and that base. We also know that our farmers are great entrepreneurs, and if you give them an opportunity to be part of economic development and growth for a region, they're going to figure it out. One of the bills I actually put in the last Farm Bill was that, to spur entrepreneurialism among our farmers, to have value-added crops, to have value-added produce, to have innovation that comes from the farm to help their businesses grow. And it works. Whether you're producing something for the local school district, you're producing something for the hospital, you need the resources necessary to be able to provide that value-added crop or that value-added production.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
How about our public schools? They're in trouble, and the costs of college are just astronomical. Do you have any proposals for that?
I do. So obviously, education, a good public school education, is the gateway to the middle class, and everybody needs access, and most people don't have it. I know in Iowa from your teachers that our classroom sizes are too big. I also know special ed is not fully funded, and so it's another unfunded mandate that really draws resources away from our school budgets. So we need to fully fund any federal mandate. And for special ed, I think the federal government should pay a full 50%, not 40%, and not the 18% they're paying now. They need to pay 50%. I believe that you could offset costs from the federal government for local schools, because local schools get to decide their curriculum by state law. But federal government can send money for bricks and mortar, making sure all schools have the same facilities. You could send money for classes and opportunities that school systems can't afford, like art or music or civics or ethics or even gym class. We want to make sure our students are healthy. We also spend a bit of time helping schools afford better quality food. I've done that through the Ag Committee and through the Farm Bill. More farm to fork ideas, more investment in healthy foods for our kids. That will also help farmers and ag in America. And then last, affordability for college. I want to refinance all federal debt at the lowest debt rate, which is at about 4%. That should be done automatically. That will help a lot of people finish paying off their loans so they can buy a home or start a family or start a business. And I would also, one last idea, I would tell America's kids, if you're willing to do a year of public service, you can get 2 years of community college or state school free. If you're willing to do 2 years, you can get 4 years free. You know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It's a perfect solution to a lot of the shortages of workers in key public service industries. Healthcare, where we have a nursing shortage, education, where we have an aging teaching population. Certainly these green jobs that we're desperate to fill with young people and first responders as well as military. It's basically an expansion of the GI Bill. And everybody knows the GI Bill created a huge economic engine after World War II because all those men and women who served came back and got a good education and started businesses.
Now, I know you're in a hurry today. You've got a lot of other people to speak to. But before you go, could you just share why Iowans should caucus for you when the time comes?
I believe Iowans should caucus for me when the time comes because I share their heart, I share their goals, and I share their vision for this country. I'm somebody who's not afraid to do what's right no matter what. I have a track record of doing that Iowans can count on, and I have a track record of representing and listening to and valuing everyone. It's why I win the red places and the blue places and the purple places at the same time. It's why I pass so much legislation, even in a Republican Congress, even with a Republican president, because I bring this country together. I bring Congress together, and I want to bring this country together. I believe we need to heal the moral fabric of this country, and I am the person who can do that.
Thanks to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.